Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei.
And I'm Roy. Did you watch the latest episode of the hit soap, A Duck Between a Rock and a Hard Place?
No, I haven't watched the latest episode yet.
It was epic. Spoiler alert, it turns out that Martin wasn't really a duck, but actually Bob, the evil twin brother of the magnificent unicorn Flim Flam.
What? I can't believe you ruined the story for me with that spoiler. I've been watching them, and now you have told me the big ending for the story.
But I did say spoiler alert before I told you, and don't worry, there's going to be another episode tonight, because, spoiler alert, the evil unicorn Bob didn't die at the end.
Roy, that's another thing you've told me. Just because you say spoiler alert doesn't mean you can tell me everything that happens.
Sorry, Feifei. I promise I won't tell you any other spoilers. Let's listen to these examples.
Martina told me a massive secret that happens in the book, and she forgot to say spoiler alert. I'm so annoyed with her. Next time you give me a spoiler, make sure you say spoiler alert beforehand. I hate spoilers. They ruin films for me, but when I watch a video on social media and I hear someone say spoiler alert, I turn it straight off.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're talking about the expression spoiler alert. We say this as a warning when we're going to reveal part of the story of a film, book, or TV series. I hate when people give me spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers can ruin the story for someone. I'm sorry, Feifei. I shouldn't have given you any spoilers.
Well, after you say spoiler alert, you need to give me more time before you tell me what happened.
Sorry, I will do. Well, I suppose we're even now for all the times you've told us secrets about films and series. You never even say spoiler alert.
Well, Roy, did you get the email from me earlier?
No, why? What did it say?
Spoiler alert. You have to work the weekend because I'm going to the spa.
What? Not again. Bye, Feifei.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.